Boys. It's our Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. Lee, you've got a Big Mac record.
Yeah, my PB in one sitting is eight.
Eight?
One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, it's a spooky one though tonight, isn't it, Ollie?
Ooh,
I should have some spooky music.
X-Files maybe, Tom, because tonight we have a lady with quite the resume joining us. She does, this is a short list of things she does. Exorcisms, unsolved crimes, public pagan rituals, tarot card reading, psychic readings. The list goes on, Tom. She's very talented. She's a witch, by the way.
Her name is Lizzie Rose. She's Australia's celebrity psychic and witch in the city.
So from 7:30, I think we need to get your personal demons exercised, Tom.
I don't have demons.
You keep saying that, but anyone who has no demons would say that.
Oh.
Or rather, if you have them, you say you don't. Anyway. Either one of us will get something done to us.
And if you've always wanted a psychic reading, but you've never wanted to pay any money, hey, radio's free and the phone call is pretty much free. Tonight, you're able to get a psychic reading from Lizzie Rose.
We asked her, does that work over the phone? She said, yeah, it's fine.
Totally fine.
I can connect in.
Which is I'm very intrigued in.
4G.
Ollie, we have questions on this show. Mm. And man, do I have some questions for Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic and witch in the city.
We'll of course get you to Snow Patrol this Friday, our private gig, and play Show Patrol for Snow Patrol pretty soon.
But Ollie, Tom, what's going on your weekend?
You think I'm a weirdo because I'm going to a party. I don't get it. What everyone goes to parties. You know, I'm 28. I'm going to a party. It's normal.
Yeah, it's something about the party though. It's a distinct party that I think is weird. I think a lot of people will find a 28-year-old going to this party strange. I'll tell you what the party is up next.
I'm not a sicko. It sounds like I'm a weirdo. It's not sicko territory.
I feel like it is sicko territory, buddy.
Definitely not.
Yeah, well.
Well, it takes on a no one.
Good one. Good sting. We'll find out next. Alien Ant Farm, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Originally Michael Jackson, that one's Alien Ant Farm doing Smooth Criminal. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions, that's what we do.
Michael Jackson, Tom, just a bit of trivia for you. The third most or highest selling artist of all time. You want to guess the top two?
Top two would be Rolling Stones?
No.
The Beatles.
Beatles are number one.
Yeah.
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 Number one, Beatles. Number two.
Number two is weird. Is it Bieber?
No.
What is it?
Old School.
Old School?
Elvis.
Of course.
Don't quote me on those stats. Don't message in. I think it was about like most money made or something.
I read it in the Odd Spot one day.
No, Wikipedia.
Yeah. Oh, great. Better source. Ollie, I've got questions, mate, for you.
Okay.
I've got questions because we're talking about our weekend today. What we're heading on to.
The upcoming weekend.
The upcoming weekend.
It's Tuesday. Everyone's fanging for the weekend already.
Well, because I mean, this Friday we're gonna host Snow Patrol here, and you could get yourself there. Head to triplem.com.au if you want to register.
That's the main event. That's my A plot for the weekend.
Yeah, but why don't you tell everybody what you're doing on Saturday night? What?
I don't see the issue. I'm going to a party on Saturday night. Going to a 21st birthday.
What?
That was the fakest reaction.
Hang on. You're going to a. A what?
A 21st.
Oh, God. Hang on. How old are you?
Just because I've got friends.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, my. Oh, God.
It's such a ridiculous reaction.
Okay, no. That's fine. It's a family member, isn't it? It's a family member.
No relation. He's a friend.
What?
Mate, do you not have friends that aren't your age? I mean, you've got plenty of friends who are 60, you know, grown men.
They're not 60.
Daddy, so you find attractive.
They're like 45. It doesn't matter.
Oh, but that's not weird?
No, mate.
But a 21st is weird.
It's so... You're 28 years old. Why are you going to a 20... You're not going to... Let me guess. You're not going to party. You're just going to go there. You'll have a couple of beers. You'll drive home, right?
I don't know what I do. No.
No. Don't tell me your party.
It's in the country. It's like an hour and a half drive. I'll probably stay and party.
Oh, God.
It's not...
No, that's weird.
Why is it weird? It's not weird at all.
Because you're a 28-year-old man and they're children.
Look, I
think I've single-handedly offended every 21-year-old.
I did go to my sister's 21st about 2 years ago now.
How was it?
And I felt really old.
Yeah.
But that was my sister. You know, it's different.
Nah.
And there are a lot of girls there.
Okay.
I mean, this would be the same kind of thing, but...
Have you been to a 21st when you're older that's not a family member? 133353. Can you tell what's in store for Ollie? Because I just think that this is strange, mate.
I don't think it's weird. I think... I haven't thought about it much, but I thought it was fine. Honestly thought it was fine.
Nah. Who are you going with?
Other friends who are various ages.
How old?
26?
Yep.
25?
Yeah.
That's it?
Nah, what's the other one?
Okay. He's 40.
Oh, my God.
Don't shame Miles. God.
Oh, you didn't need to say his name. 133353. Is it weird that Ollie's going to a 21st?
I don't think so.
Maybe you've had experience in this. Maybe you've been an older person at a 21st and you've realized how strange it is.
Mm.
Let Ollie in. Tell him about it.
21-year-olds are quite young, aren't they?
Yeah. You're just starting to realize that now? 133353, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's In Excess with Original Sin. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Questions already coming through on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Tom and Ollie with a Y. For Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic and witch in the city, who'll be in here around about 7:30. Danelle's already tweeted saying, tweeted at Tom and Ollie, if I can't get through tonight to chat to Lizzie Rose, can you ask her if she sees any man's name or initial in my immediate future? Cheers.
Okay.
So I wonder if Lizzie, our celebrity psychic, can do readings through Twitter. I would be amazed.
The energy would be hard to capture, you'd have to think.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, but if she can do it, then full respect to her.
You are with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. And the question tonight, I mean, I cannot believe it.
Come on, just say it.
Oh, you're going to a 21st. You're 28.
It ain't that weird, Tom. It ain't that weird. I think what's happened here is, it's a friend of ours. I mean, you know the young man, Tal, and... He's a great lad.
Maybe I'm more just shocked at the lack of invite, Tal.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was going to say. Maybe this reaction you're having is actually just a deep sadness that you're not invited. But you've asked if it's weird. And on Facebook, Gregoire messaged, just a short one. I'm just going to put it out there, see what you think. Mm. Gregoire said, I go to a 21st and pretend I'm a steward.
What is that?
I think he means like he pretends he's a waiter. It's strange.
It's weird.
It's pretty weird, but that's what I thought I'd just put into the ether until it comes back.
Never just put stuff into the ether without thinking about it.
Nothing
first.
Came back. Oh, I thought about it.
But 133353, what do you reckon? Is it weird for a 28-year-old to go to a 21st? Dylan, you're 24 years old. What do you reckon about this?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Dylan.
No, honestly, I mean, I'm 24. When I was 21, even actually younger, I've had friends that were 28, 30 years old.
Yep.
I've always had older friends in my life. And I think it's great, actually, having friends that's older.
It shows maturity.
And I mean, look, if he was going to an 18th, that'd be a different story.
Okay.
But a 21st, that's all right.
So 19th, 20th, you know, where's the line?
I would say about 21.
Yeah, 21.
Dylan, no, but you're looking at it from the 21st. Of course, the 21-year-old is stoked because they've got an older, mature, cool dude coming
cool
to the
radio
party.
Jock.
Wow.
Yeah, well, why not? But at the end of the day, if I was 28 and I was invited to a friend's 21st, I'd still go.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're your friend. You've been invited.
That's right, Dylan. If you're invited, you'd go. And Tom, so would you.
Steve, you're 26. What do you reckon about this?
If you're invited.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good
yeah, I'm 26 at the moment, 27 out of the year. I agree with Dylan. I'd probably still go.
Ugh. See, Tom, you're the weirdo. No. You're the guy making it weird.
It's not because I didn't get invited either. So stop saying that. It's not because I didn't get invited to the 21st.
Okay, well, Steve, you're 26 and I'm 28. Is there a cutoff?
Yep.
Is there a certain age where you think it does get weird?
Probably 20, I'd say. Probably about 20. I mean, it depends who it is, I guess, as well. Like, if it's a family friend or just a friend or how long you've known them for, maybe as well.
It's contextual. Yeah. It is contextual.
Yeah. And I think we're looking for an older age to go to, not the young age. But Kenny, you're 47 years old. Is
correct.
It strange for Ollie, a 28-year-old, to go to a 21st?
No, it's not strange at all. It's fantastic. Oh. It's good to, you've got to remember, as we get older, we get more mature, and you bring provisions. Like, I took a a barrel full of wood for making a fire.
See, I don't want to get...
Yes!
Because it's cold. It's wintertime.
Kenny, I don't want to fall into the trap of being some kind of dad character at the party, though. I'm 28, though.
Yeah, but you can't be Uncle Creeper. You've just got to be Mr. Cool.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? There's two options. There's either try and muck in and be a kid and look like a bit of a weirdo, or there's just cop the dad vibe, isn't there?
Best thing to do is just learn what's going on and just you can fit in, and but just don't go too far with it because you will fail.
Sidle up to the barbecue and start turning some snags over. Oh, how you guys going?
Ollie,
how about these kids at the party?
Kenny, you've given me some great ideas here. Thank you so much. I think, Ollie, you need to get into the party and go, guys, how's it going tonight? How's everyone feeling out?
Where's the dance floor? I'll get it going. Oh, look at me. Twist and shout.
You will definitely do that. Oh, you loser.
It's a game of dad or creep, isn't it? You've got two options.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Tal. And anybody going to Tal's 21st this weekend, if you see a weird middle-aged...
Middle-aged?
Yeah, you're middle-aged,
28-year-old guy dancing.
Yeah, then stay away. Stay very far away. Up next, your chance to come to a private gig with Snow Patrol. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's the Police with Message in a Bottle. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. The witch in the city herself, Australia's celebrity psychic Lizzie Rose, is in the building. I can feel her presence right now. Ooh. And you're going to be able to get a psychic reading very soon, which is very exciting. I can't believe that.
You can feel her presence. I can see her broomstick.
You can.
And that is just fact. It's not a...
It sounded weird.
It's not a euphemism.
It sounded really weird.
I can see her broomstick.
It sounded strange. Ollie, you're heading to a 21st this weekend, but on Friday night, you're going to be hosting a gig with Snow Patrol.
Attention, attention.
Tom and Ollie's.
Listen.
Show Patrol.
All right, listen up, you guys.
For Snow Patrol.
I need you to listen to me very carefully.
And Snow Patrol are in town this week. Can you believe it? Thursday night, they're playing at Palais Theatre in Melbourne. And then on Saturday, they head over to ICC Darling Harbour Theatre in Sydney. You can grab tickets at livenation.com.au now. But if you want a live, intimate, up close, so much so that you can even smell their breath if they've got bad breath, then you can be invited to our show.
I hope they do, Tom. I hope I can smell it.
Yeah.
The garlic of the lads from Snow Patrol. And we can get you to that private gig if you can prove you've been listening to the show and play Show Patrol for Snow Patrol.
Because we don't want just anyone there. We want our mates. We want people who know us best. Rodney, how well do you know us, mate? You've headed to triplem.com.au, so you've done that part right. Have you been listening to our show?
I have on and off for the last few days. I've been a bit busy, but I hope I know enough.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
When was the first time you heard our show?
Earlier this year. I predominantly listen to the drive shift because of the way that I work. But I've been catching you guys at night time for a little bit now.
Okay.
All right. I'll pay that. So, Rodney, you're going to hear audio from Michael, who gave us a call. He's talking about a psychic experience that his girlfriend had, a reading his girlfriend had, and this is the audio right here.
One of the bits in there was saying that he's got a knee problem. Oh. And he needs to stretch and whatnot, and pretty much 2 months after.
What happened, Rodney, 2 months after? Did he rupture his ACL and meniscus? B, Michael's leg fell off. Or C, he dropped a Big Mac on his knee?
I'll go with A, thank you.
All right, let's take a listen.
Pretty much 2 months after, I ruptured my ACL, MCL, and tore a bit of my meniscus.
Boom! Nice, Rodney.
Thank you. You're pretty stoked right now.
Are you sure? Because you don't sound too stoked, mate. I mean, you're coming to see Snow Patrol live and up close. You know the competition that you entered in.
I do. No, sorry. My little daughter was tugging on my leg. So I was trying to tell her to quickly go away.
Well, because she's excited to come see Snow Patrol, I'm guessing. You get a plus one. Rodney, how long have you been a Snow Patrol fan?
Probably since Grey's Anatomy season 2 came out.
Oh, since that pivotal scene when Chasing Cars took over. Was it Chasing Cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, well, hopefully you're going to have a big cry on Friday night when we do experience it live.
Well done, Rodney. We'll see you on Friday night and have a good one.
You too. Look forward to it.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
There's no intro needed for our next guest, Dolly. Actually, there is one little intro, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, I will let Billy Idol do the talking here, Tom.
Witch in the city, witch in the city tonight, tonight.
Boom.
That's right, Tom. We have, I'm going to say, Australia's premier witch.
Yeah, I agree.
Witch in the city, celebrity psychic, a woman of many talents. And she's setting up her paraphernalia right now. What do you call it, Lizzie?
My divinity tools. How are you guys? It's
very
good to be
good.
Here.
Very good, Lizzie Rose.
Lizzie Rose.
Your setup is amazing. The dagger is especially confronting.
Up next, we'll go through each of these paraphernalia items that you've got in front of you and discuss what it's like being Australia's celebrity psychic and witch in the city. Lizzie Rose is in here. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Hootie Gurus with Come Anytime. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions and we also have a real treat for you right now. I'd have it over the socials at Tom and Ollie across Facebook, Instagram and Twitter to see photos of Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic, and what we're calling
witch in the city tonight, tonight.
Lizzie Rose, thank you so much for coming in.
It's great to be here. This is so much fun already.
I've tried to capture the setup you've got here on the photo on social media. I mean, everything from the broomstick to your little, I guess, not briefcase, but what do you call that? Like a trove of treasures?
The witch's bag.
The witch's bag.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. You've got a dagger. You've got a number of stones.
Yeah. Can you explain what are all these things you've brought in here tonight?
I thought I'd bring little snippets of things here. So, you know, from crystals, from rose quartz for love, because I thought you guys, you know, you can never have enough love.
We're big lovers, you know.
Yeah.
Not us two.
Well, no.
As in,
together?
We're friends.
No.
Well, you've always wanted to, Ollie. I know that.
Ah, the reverse of that's true. But
no, it's just one, really.
Well, you can do a reading and you can find out who actually does love her.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be interesting.
We will work with that. The dragon's blade. So I thought we could cast a little circle to start our time together. So we're going to, perhaps in a miniature way, invoke the elements to be with us here tonight.
Oh, nah,
yeah,
I'm cool.
No, okay, like that. Bit of air, bit of wind. Do you
need
more?
God.
Or you got nothing
else? Oh,
Captain Planet's in here.
Let's hit this straight on the head, Ollie, because to be honest, you're not a believer.
I can't understand how someone can read the future. I don't see how that's possible.
And for me, Lizzie, I don't want to believe, but there's a lot of me that does believe. And I go, shut up to that part. No, I don't want to believe. So is this kind of the reaction you get with a lot of people?
No.
Oh, okay, great. Well, there's two new people here in front of you that one's a non-believer and one doesn't want to believe.
It's really good. Like, seriously, I think it's awesome that you're healthily skeptical because it's a good place to be. But to me, it all comes down to energy. So energy is very real, and premonitions and sensing and feeling and seeing, as in auras around you. Like, you've got a beautiful green, blue, very aqua sort of aura over here. It's very yellow.
That was
orange,
Ollie.
Lemon.
That was for Ollie.
Yeah, for Ollie.
What do you get with Tom?
So very, he's quite stubborn.
His
aura's very yellow straight in the centre.
Great.
So very, but stubborn's not bad. Stubborn's cool.
Do you know the artist Tom Petty? I call Tom Petty because he can be quite.
You don't need to. You don't need to talk about nicknames with Lizzie Rose. We've just met her. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, mate.
We'll try to be nice with each other. But no, everybody is, you know, takes things differently, and that's fine. But I suppose I say no because in my world, a lot of people I see are believers, so I don't come across too many.
So they come to you and they're looking for your help. And what kind of services do you offer regularly?
A psychic readings, clairvoyant. If I listed them all, we'd be here for a long time because there's 97 different forms of divination that I do individually. So everything from reading jewellery, tassiography, which is tea leaves, to all different cards. I have over 1,000 decks of cards, so I sort of collect them a fair bit. But also in saying all that, I brought all these tools. We've got a big, beautiful black candle here that's quite special that I've just lit for you. Yeah. So we're guarding that. But taking all that away, we don't actually need anything.
If you're psychic, what do you need?
Yeah, it's nice to have this, and it sort of helps, I guess, focus, you know, your direction and your will on certain questions and certain outcomes. But the essence of being psychic or a medium to sense or see, you don't even need to have your eyes open to attach yourself or attune yourself to a certain individual and read their future, if you like, or their past or present. You know, so it's quite, you sense vibration, like again with the colours that are around your aura, the change that's also coming to the studio.
Well, you said that you did a little reading on Triple M. and we're speaking to Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic.
Don't say reading unless you mean the word reading. Tell me, what kind of reading do you mean?
Well, I don't know. That's what Lizzie Rose said.
There's 97
said,
different types, right?
Oh, that kind of, not reading words. Okay, so you didn't go read up to Triple M.
What were you getting from Triple M? Like, what did you do before coming in here?
I had a little snippet of a reading this afternoon just to see where Triple M in general was headed.
Our boss would love to know this. This is great. Yes. Hang on, let me get a drone. Brilliant.
And here we have a change. Number one rating. There's going to be, well, what I've seen, and I didn't know, I've never been to this studio before, so I didn't realise that you've just spent a whole pile of money renovating this place. Yeah. And that came out in your reading, that a whole pile of money has been put into Triple M itself and where it's going. There's a lot of changes, though. There's three younger males who are leaving, who are quite prominent. I don't know in what area, because, again, it was a very quick reading. They're leaving, and there's new energy coming in that were sort of a little bit older, a bit more mature males that were coming in. So there's a bit of, you're going to have a few issues, like they're going to have, whoever these males are, issues with it with itself in the sense of the establishment changing. Wow. There's a merger as well that's coming as well with Triple M and something else.
Oh my God, this is amazing. All right,
are you seeing
Rose.
Positive outcomes for our clients and paid sponsors?
Yes, money is coming in and you needed it.
Yeah, perfect. Oh my God, Lizzie Rose is in here. She's Australia's celebrity psychic and witch in the city. We have so many more questions to ask you, Lizzie Rose. We'll also get a tarot reading done, and we'll get you to have a reading on our listeners very soon.
Sounds good.
If you've got questions for Lizzie Rose, don't go anywhere. This is Enter Sandman Metallica. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Enter Sandman Metallica. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's so good. We've got a treat for you tonight. Her name's Lizzie Rose. She's Australia's celebrity psychic and...
Witch in the city! Witch in the city tonight! Tonight!
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And Lizzie, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We have so many questions for you.
So much social activity, Tom, already on Tom and Ollie on Facebook. For one, our boss did message saying... great. So I'm leaving because you foretold some changes above.
Yes, there's some division. There's some change in the ranks.
At Triple M, it's interesting.
Lots to do with men as well. You know, there's really quite a large energy here of lots of males that are in,
we love men here,
and changing energies. And that's okay, though. That's good.
It's good. Change is good.
It's needed. It's needed. Okay. It's time.
Also on Facebook, Amy saw the photo of your setup here with the broomstick and some rocks. And she said, is that rock salt I see? I have a heap of it at my house in my room. Please tell me it's doing something.
No, where did she see the rock salt?
No, okay. Did she mean
salt.
That pink? What's does that pink mean, rock?
So this is rose quartz crystal. So this is for love. Maybe she was thinking about the selenite. So the selenite crystal here is for balance.
Okay.
And she might have seen that as salt. But yeah, salt is the all-round healer.
I'll reply just saying no salt here, Amy. No salt here, sister.
But we have lots of rocks.
Yeah, lots of rocks. Candle, tarot cards.
Crystals, blades.
Do you have kind of a lot of this stuff at your house as well? What's your house set up like?
Yeah, my lounge room is a temple. It's called the Temple of Rose. It has a big, giant, blood red pentagram that's 13 foot in diameter, 9 foot in the centre, exactly measured, drawn and painted by hand. Sigils that are really dark.
It's all getting darker.
It's that circular, it's a circle with a pentagon in it,
So it's got the pentagram. The five-pointed star inside the circle. And those two circles are for where the inner or outer order, I'll say it right, inner or outer order of the coven stand. And according to their position is where they stand in circle and what they're allowed to cast.
Is that a pagan thing?
It is, yeah, it is. It's really, really cool. It's all about the elements. So even though we're having a bit of fun, the 5 points represent the elements and the four basic elements, main elements, and the fifth being spirit. So it's all about being aligned.
Because I saw the video of your house, and is that your land room where that is?
Yeah.
So is your land room just constantly experiencing energies and waves? How do you watch MasterChef?
Yeah, we don't watch TV unless I'm on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Good. Same for us with radio.
We're speaking to Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic and witch in the city. Now, Lizzie, we were trying to get in contact with you on Friday about coming on the show, and we didn't receive an email until about Sunday because of the blood. You couldn't respond because of the blood moon. This was a big weekend for you.
Absolutely. Everything shuts down. The office closes. Everybody goes away.
Well, not you, though. You weren't shutting down.
The coven.
Your queen's birthday, isn't it? The blood moon.
It is. It hasn't happened for a century. And seven planets right now are retrograde, including Chiron. So seven. So
what's Chiron?
Often it's a planet of, or the energy, if you like, of change. So it's a real time right now of implementing major change globally. No matter whether you believe it or not, when you've got seven planets all sort of sitting there moving in a backward or inert motion, so they're not moving, they're not transgressing forward, it's really quite intense. You know, it means that everything's being exposed. So with the full moon, what happened to you? Did you just sleep? You just slept through it, didn't you?
Yeah,
you missed the whole thing.
I went for a big hike on Saturday. I felt pretty energized.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, that is. That's
sweet.
A good
and my
result.
Recovery time was like nothing. I was like fit as.
Yes. But now have you got a blood moon hangover?
I do have some stomach issues tonight.
Yeah, because,
I've got a silly stomach, Lizzie.
But, yeah.
Sorry, Tom. What you did on Friday is pretty boring compared to you, Lizzie. How did you experience the full moon?
Yeah, we had about 20 people in the coven, so 20 came over. We opened a public ritual in the house, and we had a lot of newbies, actually, four or five newbies who hadn't done any magic before, and did about a 5 or 6 hour ceremony through the course of the moon, and then stayed up all night till Sunday night, I think it was.
What, you didn't sleep?
No.
You didn't sleep all weekend?
Not at all. Had to see it, to feel it. You know, Mars was closest to Earth. Did you see that?
What was the biggest revelation from...
No,
I didn't.
He
didn't.
I saw it.
What's the biggest revelation from the blood moon this weekend?
Change. Change and reinvention and freedom.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously, it's about breaking the chains of old constraints and doing, because Aquarius is in favour with this full moon, and Aquarius is the liberator. It's like, I'll do it my way, you know? So, yeah, big time for change.
Do you use a telescope when you're looking at the stars?
No, I just see and sense and feel. But I would love to, take it further,
There's a great app called Star Walk.
Yeah, see, but I break technology.
Okay.
To fry stuff.
Okay, all right. Well, Ollie is a big skeptic of this kind of stuff, Lizzie Rose. Yeah. He doesn't believe. Now, I believe. I don't want to. I don't want to believe, but I do.
Tom actually barred us from talking about his life. He's afraid of what could be exposed.
I just don't want that.
So I'm going to take the hit here with you, Lizzie, and allow you to do a tarot card reading of me.
Now, what needs to be set up for a tarot card reading?
Well, I'm just going to give the cards to Ollie. You're going to have a shuffle.
Oh, God.
And just concentrate
and
attune
yourself.
I'm a bad
shuffler. Can I just put them on the deck and just spread them around like a kid does?
And a lot of people do that. Yeah, totally. You can stack them as well, like in different piles. You know,
fun. It's like a game.
Yeah. But the most important with any form of divination is attuning yourself to the method or tool that you're using. So just think that the tarot cards are part of you. So as you're shuffling them, that they all become part of you.
Okay. Well, we have Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17. So that's about 5 minutes, Ollie. You can attune yourself to the cards for 5 minutes. Okay, that sounded like a fart.
The cards.
So why don't in this song, Ollie, get those cards a shuffling, and after this, Ollie's tarot reading with Australia's celebrity psychic Lizzie Rose, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Edge of 17, Stevie Nicks, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. An absolute special treat for you tonight. We have questions on this show, and we have questions for Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic and...
Witch in the city, witch in the city tonight, tonight.
Now we have Lizzie Rose, you've been getting Ollie to shuffle the tarot cards because he's a skeptic. We need to try and get him into this psychic realm.
Good vibe. Realm. He needs to feel it.
Yeah.
So I've got these tarot cards. You've asked me to just connect with them and feel the energy of them.
Yes.
I think I am doing that.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting there.
And so
it's a big deck.
Yeah,
What's involved in a tarot card reading?
So there's 78 cards. There's 22 major arcanas, 56 minors. You probably don't need to know all about that.
Right.
All you need to do is just focus and become one with the cards and shuffle for as long or as short as you like and then place the cards down when you're ready.
I'll just split it. Yeah.
Well, you've had 5 minutes to shuffle.
Well, just for our Facebook Live viewers as well, Tom. At Tom and Ollie, you can check out all the action live.
Yeah, you can actually.
Yeah. I'm feeling ready to go.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
You aware of the woman that's next to you?
I would say yes, and I think my partner.
Yeah.
Who's a big part of my life? I love her. That's not gonna. That's gonna kill the vibe. Sorry. I have to assume it's my girlfriend.
Yes, and there's a deceased woman around you as well.
Who's that?
So Ollie. He may not know.
No, there's not. I don't know any deceased ladies.
He may not know who
I've had very little deaths in my life.
There's a deceased older woman that's connected to your bloodline on your right side. So it's a physical side. So she'll be on your father's side. You don't necessarily have to know her. But that's okay.
No, my grandma on dad's side has passed away.
Yeah. Well, she's here. But that's okay. She likes you.
God.
It's all good.
Dorothy.
Yeah.
Oh, this scares me. It's nice. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic, giving Ollie a reading here on Triple M.
Yes.
A tarot card reading.
So what we're going to do, you have split the card. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you need a drink? It's hot in here now, isn't it? I've got
some kombucha.
Yeah, you've got. That's good.
I don't believe in that either, but
but he drinks it.
It's good for your gut, apparently.
I thought you were the one with the stomach problems.
I know, yeah, I am. That's interesting. All right, let's get this thing moving, guys.
All right, Tom's wanting us to get on the ball here.
It's that yellow aura. It's making you get on the ball. Come on.
It's not about you, Tom.
All right.
Just feel the pace.
It's about the listeners, though, isn't it? It's about the listeners.
I'm going to take it down a notch.
They're loving
it. All right. So pick, out of the two decks that you've separated, which deck do you feel is your current situation in life in general? So what deck holds the information? And then give me the deck that you want me to read from.
Okay, well, this deck is higher than the other. So it's a bit bigger, so I like that one.
Okay, do you know what
that means?
It's
not the first
time
you've chosen a bigger deck, is it, Ollie?
Yeah.
Sorry. Lizzie's loving your...
Sorry, Lizzie.
All right, so now...
Do I know what that
means? So you push that, I'm going to read that one for you. When you pick a larger deck, as you put it, it means that there's more information in your life that you need to access and need to deal with. So you've got more going on. So if you chose the smaller one, you'd be saying, oh, look, not much is going on. So straight away, there's what's here.
Damn it.
Here's the Emperor.
The Emperor. I'm the king.
What's the Emperor? I'm
the king. Here's the Emperor. The first card that you have is the Emperor, right?
There you go. Facebook Live viewers are getting a good go of that one.
So what does the Emperor
mean?
Exactly
what you said, because he's saying it's all about me. I'm here right now. Yep. I'm the man. It's all about me. In my life, this is where I stand. This is what I'm going through.
Okay, don't beat your chest like a gorilla.
Overcome the obstacle of the child.
Oh God!
Oh yes, this is good. The
judgment.
Child.
We have the Four of Wands. The King of Wands laying it. Oh, he has the Death card.
You're laying out cards.
Hang on, what's his Death card mean?
His Death card is his immediate future. Oh, God. He has the Death card.
Immediate future.
Immediate future event, but it's reversed.
Probably Tom.
So you're not going to physically die, but you're going to go through a massive end and change of situation.
When?
Your housing is changing. Either you just moved or you're going to be moving. You've got a few things going on here.
In the last year.
Okay, we need to take a break here, Lizzie Rose. Yeah. There is so much information coming through on the tarot card reading. You can stay abreast of it at Facebook if you search Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
We'll continue through this break, but stick around. More readings of Ollie with Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
And how amazing is tonight with Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic, and Witch in the City? Now, you're partway through a reading of Ollie, a tarot card reading. It's been an interesting experience. Don't reveal all just yet, because there's been some major revelations, hasn't there, Lizzie Rose?
There has. There's lots there.
Oh, my God. And one big thing that I'm excited to announce on the radio coming up next to do with your life, Ollie, and it's to do with you and your girlfriend.
Well, it's still just a tarot card reading. It's not concrete.
Oh, and yes, how dare you? Lizzie Rose is right here, mate.
I don't love the area I live in. I mean, so what?
But here's the chance for you to ask a question about here, now, or your immediate future. 133353, do you have a question for Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic and Witch in the City? If you do, jump on that phone now, 133353. More Lizzie Rose after this. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Summer of 69, Brian Adams, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll get into Trash Talk back Tuesday and talk about the kids these days very soon. But we've got a special treat tonight on Triple M. Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic and...
Witch in the city, witch in the city tonight, tonight.
Just a little theme song we made for you, Lizzie Rose. Thank you so much for joining us.
Could be a theme song for the TV show that I've seen you've been working on your website.
Absolutely. Well, I love that theme.
Which you call Witch in the City. So
Witch in the City.
That's your moniker.
Yes.
And we've heard already you do tarot card readings, and thank you for my reading. It's... been very insightful, and a lot of stuff you've been saying, it has been very accurate and reflecting aspects of my life.
I think the baby should be talked about here. Do you want to talk about the baby, Ollie?
Well, you said there was a baby coming. I mean, for me, that's not huge news. I mean, I do want to have kids.
Well,
but
But this child is destined. So it's exciting. It's exciting that this child's coming.
Like a Harry Potter kind of destiny? Or like,
well, it's more like some spirits choose. So some pre-choose their parents.
Yeah.
And this soul is appearing, excuse me, between the ages of 4 and, say, 7 already. Right. So in essence, it's showing me a vision of what it's going to look like. It's a bit scary.
Yeah, it is.
At that age, right. But it's your child and it's beautiful energy. But it's sort of saying, like, I'm destined to be with you. Who's Joel?
Who's Joel?
Joel just came through. Joel.
I don't know who Joel is.
Oh my God.
And now I'm freaking out.
If Ollie has a child and names it Joel.
I would never call a kid Joel.
No. What the hell is going on here?
Well, you're a skeptic, Ollie. And I think tonight a little bit of that skepticism is disappearing.
Yeah.
133353, do you have any questions about here now or your immediate future you want to put to Lizzie Rose before we get to the calls? And we've got lots of them, Lizzie Rose.
Well, one on Facebook.
Do you ever get any advice and you withhold that, like, because it's too dark or too scary for the person?
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I created a high-level psychic reading, a HLPR, for everyone. Because, yes, there sometimes can be something where you as a psychic medium feel, I really need to give this information to the person.
Yeah.
And you're told or shown that, no, you have to be, you really do take it quite seriously. I know we're having a great lot of fun tonight, but there's a lot of accountability that comes with being a psychic. You can't just willingly say this or say that without thinking of what's going to happen out of it. People will leave their husbands, their wives, they will sell, you know, big businesses, they will move overseas, they'll do, if a psychic says so and they've got a good relationship with that psychic and believe, they will change their life. So you really do seriously, you have to be accountable and very aware and step out of what I would think that would be good for that person. You know, as it, like, if I read for my friends, I have to actually take that away and just go, hang on, I'm just the medium, I'm just the vessel receiving the information and giving it to you.
Check out Psychic Lizzie Rose on Facebook, 133353, if you do have any questions for Lizzie Rose.
Also, there is a video on Facebook on our page, Tom and Ollie. And Rick, we've got a message here. He wants to remain anonymous, so I've changed his name. This is Richard. Did you get any reading on this one?
Yeah, this is interesting.
I read it out. He said, I've been having a few issues with my fiance. What can Lizzie tell me?
Yeah, and I'm just having a look at a photo here of just the hands and the rings, okay, of these two people. So if I can just expose that a little bit. There's just confusion, all right, with this person. So this energy here is this female, so he seems to be with a woman. He's not with a man. We love that. That's awesome, you know, but we work with all energies and we bless them all. But here this is with a woman and there's just confusion. This person, this female is confused, not about the love. Richard, we'll call you Richard, yeah? Not about the love that she has for you, but there's confusion about her own self. There's also family issues. So there's a lot of influence here from other people. And that doesn't have to mean that it's negatively about you, but it's certainly, I feel she's confused. I don't know whether I want to be with you or not, or be where we are in life as a whole picture. So the best advice here is communication. You just need to sit down and say, you know, let's have a chat, you know.
133353, if you've got questions. Amy, what's your question for Australia celebrity psychic Lizzie Rose?
All right, Lizzie Rose, look, I've had a rough trot the last couple of months. I've broken up with my boyfriend of 3 years and I've also been made redundant at work. So I just want to know, am I ever going to find love again? Will I ever get a job? I just need some positivity in my life.
Absolutely. And Amy, you've got such a great energy. You've got so much energy to give. I pulled a card for you as you were talking, Eight of Wands.
Hey.
So things are going to go swift for you. Yeah, quick for you. You were meant to end the two situations that you did. And there's something else that's about to end as well. So watch out for number 3. Don't see it as a negative. There's other things here. October, I'm getting August, October for you, where things are going to change. Eight of Wands is there. It will happen swiftly and quickly, but when I see you in this new position, this is work firstly, late October it sort of settles, you're still not going to be 100% happy. So just know that you're sort of, it's like a washing machine cycle for you at the moment. That's sort of, you're 2 steps forward, 1 back, 2 forward, 1 back, but see it all as progressive towards March next year when things do settle for you.
So, it's brilliant.
Be happy. And
sounds good, Amy.
Enjoy this time where you've got a bit of time to have some time off.
We have questions and so do you for Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic. 133353. If you've got any questions about here, now, or your immediate future, with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's pretty fly for a white guy, The Offspring. Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. And we definitely have questions for Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic. And
which in the city? Which in the city tonight? Tonight.
People are loving the Facebook live video of my tarot card reading, Tom. It's on Facebook at Tom and Ollie. Actually, one of the comments, guys, it just says from Damien, Tom, Lizzie looks taller than you. So I mean, that was Damien's takeaway.
Thanks,
that
Damien.
Could be a trick of the eye. I'm not sure who's
that's
taller.
That's amazing.
All I'll say is, and Lizzie, I'm not a petty guy. I'm not like this, but I did have to lower the desk for Lizzie. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
All right?
And Damien's saying you look shorter than
okay,
Lizzie.
Okay, all right. We don't need to say it. If you've got questions for
I've
Lizzie
got
Rose.
Boots on, guys.
Couldn't notice.
They're made for reading.
If you've got a question for Lizzie Rose here now or immediate future, 133353, let's jump straight into Julia. What's your question for Lizzie?
Hi, Lizzie. I've just signed a contract to buy a new house. We have a 10-day cooling off period. And I'm not sure if we should pull out or not.
Yeah, there's a little bit of – there's issues with the builders here. There's some sort of merger or joint collaboration with whoever built this property. There's something about building a property and somebody else coming in and being involved. It sounds a bit messy. Let's just have a look here and see.
Does that sound right, Julia?
Is this change here? Six of Wands. Yeah, you're not aware of all of this, are you? Where are you going to be going Six of Wands? It's going to go through okay, but in saying all this, you've got this property. There's another property coming for you. So you're not – I see you 12 months, over 12 months, you won't stay there. There'll be something else and you will start by scratch. So whether it's a new area, the house will be built. It's like those estates from scratch. So where you're going into now, you will not stay, but at the same time, Six of Wands is there, so you'll be okay.
What do you reckon you'll do, Julia?
I don't know. We actually – built in the new estate, and that's where we're living at the moment. So that's really bizarre.
Yeah, but it will change. Let me just look at the new estate where you built there. Just watch out for. I'm just seeing like two corporations or mergers with different building environment. It doesn't really affect you personally, but it will be a little bit messy for them. But you definitely, Eight of Wands again, exactly the same card out of 78 cards, just shuffled the full deck again.
Are they tarot cards? Yeah.
So this is the Witch's Tarot too.
Because they're different to my ones. And you've got your hand over it, you're feeling the energy and you're pulling that card out.
Yeah. And Eight of Wands again, that swift, fast, quick change. So go for this. 12 months you'll be there. Right, there's something about 1 year and one day you'll be there and then you will go somewhere else and you will take something else that's built in a new estate. Wow. Exactly the same, but different.
Bill on 133353. What's your question for Australia's celebrity psychic Lizzie Rose?
Okay, Lizzie, how you going?
Good, just thanks, Bill.
Yeah, good. Just want to know about my kids, if you can help me, how they'll go when they get old into adulthood.
Yeah, let's have a look here and see these children just in general here. The future here. We've pulled the Emperor card here for you. So you're a lovely man, a lovely energy here and a good soul. Quite old-fashioned there. You've got this energy of the old ways and of respect and of manners. And just having a look at these children here, it seems that one will be quite a rebel here. I'm just getting this energy of I'll do what I want, don't tell me what to do. It's not directed necessarily... at you. Ten of Pentacles is the outcome, which is good. But this individual feels very restless inside. This presence is like, I don't know where I want to be. I don't know where I want to be at, and I'm not happy. It'll take them 3 or 4 years to settle. But overall, the Ten of Pentacles, which is a great, happy outcome. Don't worry so much. And for yourself, watch out for blood pressure. You've got some, there's blood pressure issues here and levels of the body to do with fluid. You might be aware of your health. There are some concerns with your health. It's not alarming as in, we're not talking horrible, but please be aware and please don't, they're saying don't worry, watch your nervous system and make sure that, fluid, so blood and other fluids of the body, white cells, red cells are level, that they're not off balance,
there
if
you
that
go,
makes
Bill.
Sense to you.
That's insane. Dude, I do have high blood pressure.
There you go, Bill. Wow, Lizzie Rose showing her stuff. Lizzie Rose, do you mind, can we get to the other side? Can we do that? We've got Tabitha on 133353. Tabitha, you're seeking some messages from the other side.
I am, and I don't mind what they are. I just wondered if there was any.
Okay, Tabitha, let's just breathe in the energies of the souls that you've lost and just as in thinking of their memory, time that you've spent with it. There's a few. There's two or three here. There's not just one energy that's coming through. The Wheel of Fortune here, so going through change. There's one particular person who's a male who's a lot older who is around a little bit every now and then, but there seems to be a bit of a... sort of a disconnect. He seems to appear and then goes, he's talking about keys. What's your keys? He's saying you'll misplace your keys. Nobody's taken them. You just keep putting things down in weird places and then you go back and they're not there. And he's saying that you'll do that a little bit. So he has died of his own accord. He hasn't been murdered or committed suicide. He says that he died of natural causes, but it was due to illness and he would have been here, not old age, it was illness, and he would have stayed here a lot longer if he could have. He does watch you and he feels, again, I'm very cold. See the goosebumps? Ollie, can you see the goosebumps? Oh, mate? Wow, the hair is standing.
Oh, I've got them too. Don't worry about that.
You're getting goosebumps as well.
Suddenly, something is happening with the temperature in here and this man is with us. He seems to be a lovely man, though. I really feel quite blessed. But three souls, yes, Tabitha, that are hanging around.
And do they have any messages for me? Do they have any guidance? Or?
Just watching. I keep getting watching. Watching you in your ways and what you're doing in your life at this moment in time. And watching in a very sort of supportive. I feel that they need more. If you want to communicate with them, a mediumship reading would be the way to go to directly have a long conversation with them, particularly this male energy. But I just feel it's more of a watching of you and your choices. You've got something very important that you need to decide. It's probably 6 to 12-ish months, give or take there. It's to do with papers and documents and it's a one-off. So it's something, it's not generalistic. It's something once you sign it and it's done, you can't change it. Wow. And that's sort of in the mix at the moment. And this man seems to be presenting every now and then, watching over you as you think about, should I perhaps do this, make this change in my life? So beautiful energy there, though. You're a beautiful soul and spend more time outside in the garden.
Brilliant. Oh, wow, that just came through at the end there, didn't it?
A bit of a green thumb came through, Tabitha.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your question, Tabitha. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of you. You've got so many questions coming through on 133353. Tabitha.
You've already overstayed what you promised us, and we're so grateful for that. Can you hang around for one more song? Because we've heard a dedication rite is something you can do.
Yes.
To the studio, to the space here, yeah, at our workplace, that can help us.
So absolutely.
Let's do that up next. This is Come Said the Boy, Mondo Rock. You're with Tom, Ollie, Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic. Triple M. Come Said the Boy, Mondo Rock, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We've got Lizzie Rose in here. She's Australia's celebrity psychic. She's also the witch in the city. And Lizzie Rose, you've transferred to a different microphone over there that we're all going to stand around in a second, because you can do a thing called a devocation rite. Is that right?
That is correct.
What does that mean?
Okay, so we're going to remove energy here. So to invoke is to call energy in.
Okay.
This is to devoke. This is to cast it away. Tell it to go away.
Okay, yeah. So you've got an actual spell here that we're going to read through, and that will banish the negative spirits in the studio.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you want to read it through once and then what? Do we have to do this three times? How does
we
that
do.
Work?
Yes. Okay, yeah. So cool. If I read it through, so you know, because there's a bit of Latin in here.
Okay.
So you guys are going to be speaking Latin with me. You're okay with that?
And then when do we need to come over to you and hold hands around in the circle? When does that need to happen?
Yeah. After I say it once.
Okay.
Then we can do that together.
Brilliant.
Let's cast it.
And it's going to be special for those guys in the car as well.
Hopefully this can reach you. Wherever you are, it can reach and devocate the spirits. What does that word mean, devocate? Yeah.
Well, so we've already been through that. It means to get rid of the spirits.
Great.
Yeah. I was changing my headphones.
Tom.
The headphones didn't work. I'm in the room now.
All right. Sweet. Lizzie Rose, take away the devocation.
Okay. In this time and in this space, I banish all evil spirits from this place, all negative souls that lurk in shadows, angry, dangerous, and with ill intent. I banish you now, your life is spent. Ergo exilium negan spiritum.
Oh my God.
Wow. Now, can we do that together?
Do we need to do it together now? Okay. Yeah. We're getting quite close around this microphone.
We're getting close. All right, you ready?
We probably need one. Okay, here we go.
I breathe in the energy of this space.
Oh, are you okay? We hold hands?
All right. Okay. Well, yeah.
We should hold hands.
And I'll just, okay.
Echo?
So 3, 2, 1 from the top.
Okay.
In this time and in this space, I banish all evil spirits from this place. All negative souls that lurk in shadows, angry, dangerous, and with ill intent. I banish you now, your life is spent. Ergo exilium negans spiritum. Ergo exilium negans spiritum. Ergo exilium negans spiritum. For as we will it, so mote it be.
Wow. I mean,
You're welcome.
See you, dickhead spirits. Sorry, I got really aggressive there at the end. Is that a bad thing to do?
It's okay. We'll be
like, they were like bad guys leaving a club, like walking away from a fight, and you're like, "Yeah, dickheads." And now they're coming back, and they're like, "Why'd you swear?
What we might do is in the break, we might say that to banish the spirits away again. Lizzie Rose, thank you so much for hanging out with us for the past hour. You can check Lizzie Rose out on Facebook, Lizzie Rose Psychic. She's the celebrity psychic, and look out for Witch in the City, which I reckon is going to be a classic piece of television.
TV coming soon.
Oh my God! Thank you so much. You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked-in biscuit tin, Tom.
Maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Heaps of love, Tom, on Facebook at Tom and Ollie for Lizzie Rose, the witch in the city, who we just were graced with her presence.
It was full on. It was full on presence as well.
Karen said, "Awesome show. Favorite topic." And you played Stevie Nicks, my favourite singer.
Yeah,
loving it, guys. Kate's asking about Lizzie's Facebook page. Of course, we mentioned that already.
Lizzie Rose Psychic on Facebook.
Simon said, the wife loves Lizzie. Go on, Simon. Just lots of thumbs up. And people must just find this so intriguing because you don't come across it every day.
No.
You don't see this kind of, that sort of subterranean world of magic and all that stuff.
Can I also just say, there's one thing that I kind of regretted. And it was calling the negative spirits dickheads.
Yeah.
I just want to let the negative spirits know I didn't mean that.
Yeah. And if they can please be banished again.
Yeah. Like, I was just being funny. So
yeah.
we'll catch you soon. You're cool and everything's okay.
Great. I think you fixed that up.
I think I did. Yeah. This is New Good Charlotte. It's called Shadow Boxer. In two songs time, we want your opinions, your strong opinions for Trash Talk Back Tuesday on Kids These Days. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Queen, Fat Bottom Girls. You're on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Yes.
Did you like that?
Sick,
thanks, mate.
Man.
Cheers, bro.
Between the lyrics?
Between lyrics.
How do you do that?
Donutting.
Did you do radio training?
No.
You're good.
Yeah. My mate Tim calls it donutting.
Your mate Tim. That's funny.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, because you've got him on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're friends. Hey, look, I'm still reeling from... I forgot to ask, Ollie.
What?
I really forgot to ask Lizzie Rose about whether I'm going to be famous on Instagram. You know?
We also should have asked about cryptocurrencies. We've got those
that
two.
Would have
we should
been
have
good.
Asked how our two coins are going to go for our end
right.
of year party. Oh, Bitcoin Gold and ADEX. Yeah. We'll get it back another time.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ollie, I don't know if you know, but kids these days, geez, they're ridiculous. I'm just trying to find the trash talk back.
Mate, it's Tuesday. Up. Let's do some trash talk back, some AM radio, where people get to call up and talk angry, vitriol rubbish about whatever.
Brilliant.
Piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f-wit.
I've just spoken to a f-ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
I'm going to be honest. Having a psychic in here has thrown me.
Has it? Mate, your cards aren't even red. Imagine if your cards got red.
I wouldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it.
You'd be a mess. You already are a mess. Tom, this is generally my my segment, my game.
Yeah.
Trash talk back. I love to get arced up about current day issues. And today, after you told me this story, I want to say, and actually pose it open on 1-3-5-3, kids these days, arc up, if you so choose, on 1-3-5-3, with some kids these days stories, because...
As in just what the kids are doing these days.
What are you not happy they're doing?
The pigs.
Well, they're not pigs.
Well,
they're
it's trash talk about Tuesday.
But kids these days are getting a bit funny. I mean, there's that Fortnite game. But what struck me was this story you've told me here, and why don't you summarise it again, because it is shocking.
All right, so this Californian police believe a 17-year-old male, so a kid, essentially, has broke into someone's house, woken up the owners of the house and asked for their bloody Wi-Fi password.
Oh,
the kids and the internet, Ollie. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Did he break in for the Wi-Fi? Do we know that? You don't know anything, do you?
I haven't read the story. I've had a psychic in here. I've been chatting to the psychic. I haven't read the story.
Well,
You knew that I didn't know the story.
Okay. Where's he from again, the kid?
California.
Oh, you got that from the headline?
Yeah. From usatoday.com.
And so I'll just read it again because this is all you know.
Yeah.
Teen broke into home, woke the owners up and asked to use their Wi-Fi. It is not on. It is just children gone mad.
Mate, it's a classic case of kids these days.
It's like, what have we come to if kids are just breaking into homes and all they do, they don't run away, they don't hide, they don't they don't even hurt the people. They ask for their Wi-Fi.
133353. Get involved with Trash Talk Back Tuesday, you pig. And tell us about the kids these days.
What have you seen them been doing? What have you seen kids getting up to? What are you not happy about kids with?
With Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Ah, damn it. Didn't read the story in the song. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Welcome to Tuesday. And of course, on a Tuesday, the big issues get to the forefront and people get called pigs.
Ah, piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f-wit. I've just spoken to a f-ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
Oh, it's classic AM radio on FM right now. Calling each other pigs, saying that this is my bloody radio station.
Well, Tom,
called the bloody radio station. You're outraged.
I'm a teacher, Tom, so I kind of understand the youth. And as you mentioned before, I'm going to a 21st birthday party coming up this weekend. So I understand the kids, but people like you, you're very much a bloody hell kids these days.
Bloody kids these days, they run out of cellular data. So they break into people's homes, wake them up, and ask for their Wi-Fi passwords. Kids these days. Can you believe the kids these days?
Jowls moving. What I don't like to see is kids, and it is a case of kids these days, on their phones or iPads at the dinner table at a restaurant.
No, oh, the kids.
It's just not on.
It's not on.
Have a conversation with your boring dad and your angry mother. I'm aware that you've got nothing to say verbally, but you're going to make noises to replace that?
Well, that's just what old people do. 133353. If you think kids these days are doing something wrong, give us a call.
Finish this sentence. Kids these days.
Hey, AJ.
Hey, boys.
You pig.
Thanks for that.
What do you want to say?
Long-time listener, not the first time caller either, but just wanted to say that, yeah, I've got a 12-year-old daughter that... he's popped a screen out of a bedroom window and sneaks off to see boys, and we put it down to Snapchat and all that sort of stuff. So
kids these days. Snapchat
as young girls,
Jesus.
So she's too young. I mean, she should be staying at home doing a bit of poetry, a bit of piano.
You know what it is, Ollie? Apps, apps.
You think
apps? Bloody apps.
AJ, is it the apps?
Is it apps?
Yeah, I reckon
apps.
Yeah.
Well, is Snapchat an app?
Yeah, yes,
it's
an app.
Not just apps, but technology, boys.
When
I was a kid, you know, like we didn't have that sort of thing. And now we're happy to play at the back with your brother and sisters and all the rest of it.
Another world back then, wasn't it?
Mate, don't just blame the apps. Blame technology. You know, the wheel, that's technology. Okay. You know, the fridge, just blame it all. Kids these days.
No one's blaming the wheel for kids these days.
Well, he just said technology. So I'm taking his words, Ollie.
You're extrapolating.
I'm extrapolating.
No, that's not extrapolating. That's a seizure. That's what you're having.
Hey, Kevin. You pig.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good.
Mate, kids these days. Finish that sentence.
Kids these days really annoy the hell out of me lately when I've been going to local shops with my own kids.
Oh, you're joking. Yeah. Don't take them to the shops.
No, it's not my kids. It's the kids that are there from the local high school.
The bloody kids. Yeah. What are they doing buying Milkos?
No, they're blatantly shoplifting all the time.
Shoplifting.
Yeah, and you know, back in the day, Kevin, morals were a thing, weren't they? I mean, we had standards.
Kids today, they have no morals and they have no respect. They don't know what it's about to earn a buck and actually have to work your ass off.
Is it school's fault? I mean, who should be teaching these kids?
It's definitely the school's fault.
Who should be teaching these kids?
It's the parents, obviously.
It's the parents.
It's the parents as well.
It's the bloody parents not teaching their kids.
And it's the apps.
It's the apps. It's technology. It's shoplifting, because shoplifting didn't exist back in the day.
No.
You know?
There was no shops.
And you couldn't lift anything.
No. Well, Tom, you've added absolutely nothing to that segment.
Yeah, well,
but thanks for being there.
It's most days.
Yeah.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.